Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Golden Ratio Podcast. I am Jen, GR Mom, joined as always by GR Dad.
Hi.
How's it going, GR Dad?
Pretty good.
Excellent, excellent. The cocktail of the week this week is the Buffalo Soldier. This is a cocktail that it took me like a week and a half to make, but it's a very simple cocktail. It is 2 ounces of pecan-infused bourbon and 1/4 ounce of Demerara simple syrup. So it's real boozy. It's basically just booze, a little bit of sugar.
Smoky booze. Smoky, nutty booze.
Nutty. Yeah, not really smoky, but yeah. Nutty. So I toasted some pecans a week and a half ago, and then I put them in a jar with the bourbon, and then I waited like 10 days, and then I strained it all out, and then I made the cocktail. It's tasty.
Yeah, it's a very good cocktail. The pecans tasted surprisingly not as good.
The pecans tasted surprisingly not as good.
That mic's now a little bit too close to your mouth.
There's so not middle ground.
Just that close, but not touching your face.
The sound quality now is exquisite.
There. Now, a little closer. Not touching. Okay. Good enough. Let's just go with that.
I'm so glad we don't have like a YouTube channel where this is on video.
Oh, thank God for that. All right, it's time for Administrative Corner.
Yay, I love Administrative Corner.
The only thing I have is that I ran the Boston Marathon on Monday.
Yay!
Many of you helped sponsor my charity spot. You helped sponsor Community Rowing, which is a great organization. This is my third Boston Marathon running for them. Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, they are good.
Yep, so thanks everybody for helping with that.
Yep.
It was not like my best race ever, but it went as well as my training should have dictated, I think.
It was your third Boston Marathon. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, you're not going to beat the Kenyans.
I didn't come in last place, and I didn't get forced off the course because I took too long, though it was close. So that's all that matters.
They don't ask how. They just ask how many.
Three.
That's right. Yeah. Well, in a marathon, they do ask, how long did it take you?
Yes, they did. It took me a long time, longer than it should have.
It's a different metric than hockey.
So it goes. Okay, dog updates.
Bum, bum, bum. Bing.
You had an epic journey up to the mainland this week because in addition to Vink needing to get her checkup from her oncologist, Remy has been having an eye problem. So do you want me to do the chronology of the day or do you want to do it?
No, you do it. I'll mess it up.
So
I'm going to interject, though, with my fun comments. So you want to reconsider?
So last week, like now 10 days ago, Vink got a dose of the new chemo drug. She hasn't had this one before. Potential liver side effects. And just kind of harsher than the ones that she was on before, but the ones from before weren't working. So this is a new one for us to try. So she gets this drug every 3 weeks. She got it like a week and a half ago. And so on Wednesday, she had to get checked to see how she was doing. So this is bring her up to the oncologist. We're going to do blood work and check how it's going. Hang on, Zola's trying to eat the blow. Hi. So, okay, we're back. Vink had this appointment, and then Remy's been having this problem with his eye where it's like he's kind of blink squinty on it, and it's been like sunken in, and we've been really worried about it because that happens when they're having like eye pressure issues or glaucoma issues, and we've had 2 trips to the emergency vet about it, and they check his pressures and everything seems fine, and they do the little stain to see if there's scratches and everything seems fine, so they couldn't figure out what was wrong. So Ingo, you wisely made him an appointment at the ophthalmologist.
Well, I went to the ER here.
Yes. I also had him at the ER here once.
Right. But the ER doctor said, if it doesn't get better, make an appointment with the eye doctor.
And you did.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. 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 But that wasn't my wisdom.
Anyway, so Ingo was like, I'm going to leave at 9 a.m. I'll get to Miami around noon. Vink will get her blood work. And then I have a 2:45 appointment for Remy in Fort Lauderdale, which is kind of another half hour to an hour from Miami, depending. And then I will come home. And he sat in the oncologist's office for like an hour and a half, and Vink didn't get seen. And then he's like, I need to go to get to Fort Lauderdale. And I was like, okay, but like Vink actually needs to get checked. But the cancer place has an office in Fort Lauderdale. So like maybe call them and see if they can get you in. And you made a few calls and a few people were confused, but they said yes. So you spent, you left at like 9 a.m. for kind of nothing until 2:45, it turns out, in Fort Lauderdale. And Remy got his eye checked, and then you went right from there to the oncologist's office in Fort Lauderdale to get Vink her blood work, and then you got home at like 9 p.m.
Yeah, it was a longer trip than anticipated.
It was both, a long day.
Both Vink and Remy were absolute troopers in the various offices and in the car. They're both very good. Remy was very relaxed. He like flipped on his back and did the pterodactyl and was just like, I'm good to be pet. Which is great, because sometimes he tries to bark and attack other dogs in the waiting room. But this time he was very nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
So Remy has a benign condition. Do you remember what it's called? It's some dude's disease.
Yeah,
it starts with an H. Horton's?
Horner's syndrome. Not Homer Simpson. Horner.
You want to talk about it?
Like the harmonica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently there's a long nerve that goes from the brain.
They do all start there.
And you'd think it would go straight to the eye, but no, it goes from the brain down into the neck, like close to the chest, to the thorax, and then snakes back up through the neck and then attaches to the eye.
Extremely inefficient.
It makes no sense.
No. Nope.
But if that nerve is impinged, it leads to these classic symptoms. And they're like, the sunken eye is a classic symptom. And if we treat it with phenylephrine, and the eye like slightly is less receding, that's like the test for Horner syndrome. And that's what they did.
It's really interesting. So it's like a nerve that's part of the sympathetic nervous system.
Right.
And so if it's impinged, then you get all of the sort of like parasympathetic, like relaxation kind of effects on the eye, even if you're not relaxed. And so this medicine that they've put in like simulates the sympathetic nervous system. And it's an epinephrine, right? You said, which sort of like, that's the fight or flight.
So right.
It kind of like,
that's right,
makes you more amped up. And then if the eye comes back, you go, okay, well, that means the sympathetic nervous system is not working on that eye, which is what happens with this.
Yeah, it's a very, it seems, it's very interesting. But the doctor said it is not uncommon, because that nerve is so weird. I mean, it can be some people put like a stronger collar on their dog and this happens. Mm. Like that can squeeze on the nerve wrong. Or she says often it's a thyroid issue. If the thyroid grows bigger, it can squeeze on this nerve. Or, you know, anything that can squeeze around the neck can cause this. They don't know.
Ma. Yes, the test is pretty definitive, and it's a benign condition, and it'll either get better if that nerve gets unimpinged, or it won't, and then his eye will kind of be sunken, but that's fine. It's benign.
Yeah, it's not actually hurting him. It's, you know, maybe if he keeps his eyes closed, his eye closed a little bit more, it's going to make it harder to see, but there's nothing sort of progressive necessarily about it.
Yeah.
And as she said, you know, oftentimes it resolves, you know, like,
which would be great.
Sometimes an ear infection can cause this if the ears are swollen in the wrong place and they impinge on this. I mean, it seems like a terrible evolutionary design to have this
God.
Long, sensitive nerve just running around in squeezable positions. I mean, it just seems like weird. Why don't you just put the brain to the eye directly? Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows, dogs?
So that was Remy. And then Vink, you did make it to the oncologist for her to get her blood work. And the blood work is not good.
Yeah, low white blood cells, which means it's too aggressive.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So fortunate. Now, this has happened once before. It happened the second week of chemo, you know, the first set that we were doing. And she got really sick. She was throwing up. She was super lethargic. She wouldn't eat. Fortunately, she wasn't really having any symptoms this time. And I guess her platelets have been low a few other times. But she got sent home with antibiotics, because if your platelets are low, you can't fight off infection. But she's been okay. She's, you know, I think a little sleepy, but which she has been throughout having chemo. But she's, you know, happy and energetic and playing with the other dogs and Chompy. Right now she's Chompy. And yeah, so she's doing fine, but it means we can't give her like the regular dose of this new drug, like, which is what she got the first time. It's gonna have to be lower, which also means like it's not as effective on the cancer, so we just see. But she has 2 more weeks of going up for blood tests. 1 or 2 more weeks of that.
Hey, 1 more week of blood test, and then the next week would be an injection one, like every 3rd week. Yeah, it's
yeah.
So she, I mean, good news is she seems okay. I think we caught it early this time with the blood test. Yeah.
So that was Marathon Wednesday for the dogs and Dingo.
Yeah.
You
had Marathon Monday.
I had Marathon on Monday, but that was just a regular old marathon.
Mine was easier, much.
I don't know. I think I was in a better mood after my marathon than you were after yours.
I was a little, I mean, it was just long and dumb. I ran out of podcasts. Like, it's not the same as running a marathon, Jen. It's not.
No, it's different.
It's not. There's a thing going around on TikTok that's like, so is the LA marathon longer than the Boston marathon? Anyway.
Oh. Did somebody say they're the same length?
Yeah, and then the answer is all marathons are the same length. That's just common sense.
Lots of people don't know that. They're like, I ran a marathon. It was like 5K. And it's like, oh, you don't know what that word means.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. So Guac is fine. His ear's better. Brody is doing fine. Remy, we talked about. Zola is crazy. Feta is crazy. We're still working on the housebreaking with Zola.
Feta is... I have my doubts that Feta is golden retriever.
Yes, we got a DNA test Feta.
Could be some like otter in there. I mean, I just don't know.
Otter.
I don't know who it was, but referred to Feta as an Amish retriever. You just don't know. This is not like... It is... The difference between Feta and Zola could not be more stark.
No,
like,
kidding.
They have different milestones. They're just developing in different styles.
Temperaments are very different.
Temperaments are different. They seemed like they were in different like places at this age, too, because Zola is now catching up to the age that we got Feta.
Yeah, we got Feta at 3 months, and Zola's 4 months now.
Yeah, so we've had the overlap, and Feta was just so different.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe she's part fox. You know, maybe that's why she was developing faster in some ways, but also has really hit the wall now.
Head too small.
Head too small. Just stopped growing.
Yeah. But they're good. We're working on the housebreaking. Zola ate the couch this week.
Boy, did she.
So when I was gone, Ingo had taken the cover off the ottoman, I presume because someone peed on it.
Correct.
And... he had sent me this video where there was a little nibble spot on the edge of the ottoman, and he's like, Zola nibbled on the ottoman, and I was like, oh, that sucks. And then somebody, Zola, peed on the couch, and so, you know, earlier this week, it must have been Tuesday or Thursday maybe. Anyway, so I had to take the covers off of 2 couch cushions. We have blankets down and everything, so the pee doesn't really soak in. But I was like, I got to wash these covers. And then she was like, ooh, bear cushions. Like, I would love to eat these. And I was like, stop it, stop it, stop it. And I eventually like put a blanket over them. So she like couldn't get to it because like the batting on there was just like so attractive to her.
Yeah.
And I guess it was Thursday morning. I went to physical therapy and came back. I mean, I was gone for like an hour and I just opened the door and there's like white fluff everywhere.
It looked worse than many of the Blauhe explosions.
Oh, for sure.
It looked, I mean, you also, the sinking feeling is different when it's furniture and not a Blauhe.
So she basically ate all the batting off of one of like the cushions that you sit on.
And spread it around somehow.
Spread it all over the place.
Yeah.
So I've kind of, there's like one cushion that like my legs rest on, but we don't really sit on. So I've put that cushion there and I've got like some stuff under the cover to just make it look normal. It's from IKEA, but you can't order just like one sitting on cushion from IKEA. at least not on the website. So I'm going to have to do some work to figure out if I can buy one.
Black market IKEA aftermarket parts.
There's a lot of that stuff on Etsy. People make custom covers.
This does show that IKEA probably doesn't have it, right?
Yeah, well, it's a project for this week to get a replacement cushion.
Come on, IKEA. Don't make us buy a whole new sofa just because our dog ate two pillows.
I mean, the worst we'd have to do is buy a section, right? Because this is a sectional, and you can buy each individual section differently. So the worst we'd have to buy is one section.
So of the L, it would be the long part or something?
No. Just like one cushion's wide worth.
One, because there's kind of all, they're all like,
they'll hook together. Yes, exactly. That's
okay.
Right.
Oh, that's not terrible.
No. But all I really want is the cushion. I don't need all the other parts.
Is that what they mean when they say sectional?
Yeah, it's in sections.
I just learned that.
Oh.
But I thought all couches were in sections.
No, like a lot. Like if you just buy a regular, like non-L-shaped, like regular one, it's a whole unit.
But it's like one section, I thought. And you like... Because it's not L-shaped, why would it go around the corner and have a section, have another section? Anyway, I clearly did not think it through. This has lots of sections.
It does. Each little thing, this one's a section, the corner's a all section, right. The middle one's a section,
wanna,
the arm one's a section.
But I don't want to have to buy all the wood if the wood is...
That's fine. What I'm saying, right? We'd have to buy one cushion's worth of all the wood and also...
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
I'm going to see if there's a way to buy just the cushion.
Yeah, I'll take an illegal one.
There is a Reddit thread where someone who worked at IKEA seemed to suggest it was possible, so I may have to call like IKEA customer service and be like, my dog ate a cushion, could I please buy one?
And they'll be like, here's how you make one.
I did find instructions on how to make one.
We have instructions that are not helpful. It's just like a guy standing in front of a pillow with an exclamation mark above their head. Jeez, IKEA, could you be more clear? No, that's number one.
All right, so that's it for dog updates. Let's see. For ramblings this week, did we do the one about the French woman in Italy who died looking for ghosts?
No, that sounds really good.
Yeah,
that's
my
like
kind of story, right?
Recursive story. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, okay. Dateline Rome, Italy. This is from CNN. A 22-year-old French woman whose blood-drained body was found in an abandoned church in northern Italy's Aosta Valley. Aosta.
Well, I know what happened there. Oh. Even if the Catholic Church won't admit it. Vampires, Jen. It's vampires.
Blood-drained body found in an abandoned church in Aosta Valley.
Clearly
over the weekend.
Vampires.
Had been looking for a haunted house believed to contain ghosts. Like, what else would a haunted house be believed to contain?
I know. Treasure?
Ghosts.
Treasure. Maybe
I mean,
treasure.
But the treasure doesn't make it haunted.
Treasure.
I think if it's haunted, it must contain ghosts, right?
Treasure.
Is there a haunted house that doesn't contain a ghost?
Nope. By definition, right? Yeah. What is it? No. It's got to be haunted by a ghost. What is it? Haunted by memories? No, because that's not the same.
She told family members about her plans before leaving the village near Lyon where she lived. Police believe the victim could have been attempting to carry out a TikTok stunt, adding that her death could be related to a ghost hunting competition being played in France on the social media platform. Are you sure we didn't do this?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Sorry if it's a repeat, you guys.
But her body was drained of blood, Jen.
The other working theories are that it was a consented murder or sacrifice or an attempt to carry out a social media prank in the deconsecrated church.
We did do this one, and I said, this is like the Amanda Knox thing. The Italian authorities seem to love like some kind of prank or weird, complicated story when they can't solve a murder.
The police say they found a package of pink marshmallows and some groceries purchased at a local store near her body.
Well, that cracks the case wide open there, freaking Italians.
She had no documents or cell phone on her when a local resident discovered her decomposing body.
How many YouTube prankers do you know that doesn't have a cell phone on them?
Yeah,
Italians.
You're not doing a TikTok stunt without a cell phone.
Yeah, Italians. Two cell phones.
All right, well, I guess we did that already. But anyway, there's no update to the story.
Yeah, Carabinieri, work harder.
Okay, ghosts on TikTok.
It's vampires.
It sure sounds like a vampire.
And the church just doesn't want to admit it. Mm. And neither do the Carabinieri.
Okay, it's time for Taste of the Keys.
Okay.
Keys deputy who broke into ex's home also illegally looked up info on her new lover, sheriff says.
Is this Rick Ramsey? Sheriff Rick Ramsey.
A Monroe County Sheriff's Office deputy accused of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's Key West home is now also accused of illegal accessing law enforcement computer systems to look up information on the man she was now dating. Deputy Alexander Morales Jr., 26, was arrested Monday on burglary and criminal mischief charges and then was rearrested Thursday evening on 4 felony counts of unauthorized use of a computer.
Felony counts. This is good.
According to MCSO, he used the agency computer systems to look up information on his ex's new lover before and after he committed the burglary in Key West. According to a newly obtained arrest warrant, Morales had dated the woman for a year and a half before breaking up roughly 2 months before what would turn out to be a digital and physical crime spree. It states that Morales, off duty at the time, was seen on surveillance video parking near the woman's home in his marked cruiser and getting out. But just before doing so, he improperly accessed the Florida Criminal Information Center National Criminal Information Center database to run a license plate check on the man's vehicle and, after identifying him as the owner, used the system to access information tied to his driver's license.
Jeez.
Deputies alleged that after Morales got out, he, quote, opened the bedroom window of his ex's home and broke window blinds on the window in the process as he made his way inside while his ex and the man were having sex.
Oh, geez.
Morales recorded the pair on his cell phone in the bedroom during the incident and asked his ex multiple times to come outside and talk to him. The deputy is accused of accessing the man's information again following the break-in. He would later be arrested by Key West Police.
Key West Police. Interesting.
Because he broke in Key West.
Yeah.
He was hired on January 3rd, 2022 and is on administrative leave without pay pending a predetermination hearing regarding his employment with MCSO, which is also conducting an internal investigation.
Maybe fire him, please.
As of Friday morning, Morales was being held in MCSO's Key West jail facility on a $100,000 bond. He originally left jail on Monday on a $110,000 bond, record show. He's scheduled to be arraigned in MoCo Court on May 3rd.
He posted the bond.
He posted the first bond, and then they rearrested him, and then he got another big bond. Yeah. So.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah,
this
no
is
kidding.
A nightmare. This is the kind of stuff. Oh, this is terrible. Well, I hope he's fired. I mean, my impression of the sheriff of Montgomery County is that he doesn't.
Monroe County.
Then what did I say? Montgomery.
Yeah, I mean, Monroe. We have a house there too.
Monroe County is that he doesn't tolerate bullshit, and he doesn't just protect his deputies at all costs.
Yeah, it seems like that's true.
Yeah.
It's time for German word of the week.
I had another thought, but I forgot it.
Oh, you know what? There's Ingo Corner coming up, so if you remember it, you can talk about it. Would you like me to pause the podcast? You can try to remember?
Nah, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm good. It is, hang on, I gotta make sure I get the right word.
Okay.
It is Betretungsrecht.
I don't know what that means.
The right of access or entry.
Mm.
The signs for no entry in Germany mean Betreten verboten.
Betreten verboten,
that's
I
like
it.
Outside of, you know, construction zones and stuff. Betreten verboten.
Nice, I like it.
Don't, betreten literally means to like bestep, step around on.
Ah, okay, yeah, I see that, betreten.
Yeah, treten. Betretungsrecht is, it is sort of like easements in American law, English law. So you could have, you know, you can give Betretungsrecht to the water company, right? They may have Betretungsrecht. It means the right to access your property for certain purposes. The difference in Germany is that when you have like a farm or something, the public has a certain amount of Betretungsrecht to like hike across or to be able to exercise, have fresh air.
We don't have that here.
No, it's a real, I mean, in Germany, the constitution says property comes with obligations, right? So that's in the German constitution. So Germany does enforce things like that where it's like, well, if you have a big farm that, you know, has a big lake, maybe you have to let people go to the lake to swim or something.
Wow. That's very not the way it would work in America.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, and certainly the case in public forests and things, but that's more like here where you have the right to go hiking and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not just a commercial easement, right? Where you're like
someone has to conduct business on your property, right? The gas guy can read your meter right here. It's more extended to the public there.
Wow.
So Betretungsrecht.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
It's time for Ingo Corner, where you say whatever you want and I don't tell you that it's boring.
Oh, dude. I don't know.
Okay. You don't have to have anything for Ingo Corner.
No, I'm just happy to have everyone and yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
There you go.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We did this podcast a little bit late because we had stuff to do, and it will be a week from now where we do next one. So just so you're prepared.
Cool your jets.
And until next time, Slava Ukraini, and don't put anyone unless they ask you to.
That's right.
Bye.
Bye.